There are a lot of voices out here in the discomfort zone. The voice of trickster that says, this is terrible, this is scary, this is overwhelming, this isn't good for you. Let's go back home where it's safe. And then there's the voice of essence that says, ooh, look at that. I wonder how this is going to go. Let's try. Which voice do you want to listen to? Hey there. Welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy, and I want to welcome you to the discomfort zone. If you're out here with me, that is. You may be listening to me broadcasting from the discomfort zone while you sit in your comfy zone. And hey, no judgment. I spend time in my comfort zone too. I think we all need to have a nice blend of time spent in the comfortable, familiar, and the uncomfortable, unfamiliar spaces. Of course, the comfort zone feels more comfortable, so I can understand if you spend more time there. What would make you want to spend time in the discomfort zone? Well, when you get to a point that you want something you haven't been getting yet, results, when you want more income, when you want more clients, when you want more freedom, when you want more flexibility, when you want more joint venture partners, when you want more exposure, you're not gonna be able to create all of that in your comfort zone, because your comfort zone has gotten you what you've got. So if you want what you've got, stay there. It's right there. It's so easy. It's so easy to stay where you are. But I'm not content with where I am. I like it. To be honest, my comfort zone, the comfort zone I operate in today, was my discomfort zone years ago. That's how it works. I could not go back to my old comfort zone. It wouldn't just be uncomfortable. It'd be impossible. I couldn't fit into it. That's a airy fairy thought, but it's true. There's a question, when you're out here in the discomfort zone and you're feeling uncomfortable, there's a self-protective aspect of yourself, called ego. We're going to call it ego, that says, hey, this is very uncomfortable. This is not right. Let's go back to the comfort zone. Let's go back to the known and the familiar. And there's a curious question that rises up in me. Is this only because I'm uncomfortable? I mean, that because being uncomfortable is not comfortable. I mean, it kind of feels awkward and angsty and stretching and a little overwhelming. If that's all that's going on, then ego, stuff it. I'm not running. I'm staying here. But what if all this uncomfortableness is a sign that, oh, this is just not a fit for me? How do you know the difference? I actually had a gal ask me this question a couple months ago. She said, I am getting some advice. Someone is teaching me a process, a system that is really uncomfortable for me. And I wonder if that if I should not be doing it. And I mean, I would love to be able to look into any one person's soul and be able to answer that question for them. But of course, I cannot. I can't even look into my own soul and answer that question in every situation. Sometimes we just have to give it a try. That uncomfortable thing to say, is this just about being uncomfortable? Is it just because it's new and making me feel angsty? Well, then let's keep leaning into it and see what happens. It may become comfortable. Or is this uncomfortable because it is taking me in directions I'm not ever going to want to be comfortable with? Is it stepping on a value of mine? Is it creating an outcome that I'm not a yes to? When you're stretching out into the discomfort zone, I would like to encourage you to know the difference between when you are responding in ego, which is that programmed, self-protective aspect of yourself, or essence, which is your creative, adventurous side. When I'm trying something new, when I'm stretching myself in a big way, ego gets all disturbed about it. Hey, wait a minute. This is uncomfortable. You might fail. You might waste time. You might waste money. You might not be accepted. The voice of ego, which we call the trickster, just runs and runs and runs and says, bad, 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 scary, scary, scary. Essence on the other side says, ooh, I'm curious. I wonder if I will like it. I think if I did that, I'd get more of what I want. Let's go try. Ego, that self-protective ego, is good for me in many ways, but not usually terribly useful when it comes to stepping out into the discomfort zone, because all of its messages are doom and gloom. I would rather lean into essence, lean into curiosity, lean into, hey, do I see a path, a glimmer of a path that's going to create more of what I want for my business, for my clients, for my life? Then, yeah, let's do that, even though it's going to be a little uncomfortable. Once I'm out there in the discomfort zone, out here in the discomfort zone, because I'm in the discomfort zone right now, the question continues to come up, is this only uncomfortable? And I just need to, take a deep breath and move on? Or am I getting some sign, some internal compass signal that says, no, not this? And it always comes down to, I've got to know myself. I have to know my values. I have to know what it is I want to be creating so that when I'm out here in the discomfort zone, I can let that be my guide. There are some uncomfortable things that I could do that other people have advised me to do that I've tried and gotten out into an uncomfortable space, looked around and said, no, not this. This does not create what I want. This isn't simply uncomfortable. This is stepping on an internal value for me. This is not creating what I want. And that's an essence-based response to the discomfort. which that response is not about just running back to what's comfortable. That's just saying, no, not this. Essence will help me self-adjust and move in a direction that may be just as uncomfortable, but more in line with me and my values and what I want to create more of. So if you're out here in the discomfort zone with me and you're feeling deeply uncomfortable, yay for you! Check in with yourself on a regular basis and just notice, is this fear-based? Is this making me worry about tomorrow? Is this just trying to drive me back to what's comfortable? Or is there some inner compass issue here that's sending me a message that's saying, no, not this. This is not creating what you want. If we take a little time, you know, every so often to just tune into that and hear, is this ego running or is this essence calling? And obey it. You're going to get to know yourself in the discomfort zone in a way that you can't know yourself in the comfort zone. So ask yourself those curious questions and move where essence calls you. Move where you see the path. Don't go running back to the comfort zone. It will find you again. That's kind of what I alluded to earlier. What is my comfort zone today was my discomfort zone years ago. And this discomfort zone that I'm in right now will become comfortable if it's right for me. I have a lot of peace in that. I've really learned to trust myself that I keep leaning into what's important to me. What do I value? I value community. I value my faith. I value connection. I value personal achievement and challenge. The discomfort zone gives me a lot of opportunities to lean into those values. I would like for you to know yourself as well as I know myself right now. I wish I'd met myself sooner. And that's a funny thing to say, but it's true. If you're in the discomfort zone and you're really struggling with knowing yourself, if you're really struggling with, hey, is this only uncomfortable? Or is this a sign that I'm doing something that's just not right for me? And you're overwhelmed and you're not in a place where you can just trust yourself, then reach out to a good friend. Reach out to somebody and say, hey, can we talk? Can we sound this out? I have found that to be extremely valuable to me over the years, to especially when I'm out in the discomfort zone and that sense of overwhelm can rise up and start to almost create panic. And panic will make me want to run back to my comfort zone. So in that moment, to reach out to a friend who loves me and knows me well and be able to share my thoughts. And they often have some great questions to ask that help me get clarity. So if you're out there in the discomfort zone, reach out, call a friend. And if you don't have one that you trust to understand where you're at, well, you can always call on me. Check out my masterminds and my coaching at lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I love being out here in the discomfort zone with other cool people. See you next time.